Our guest today joins us from Park City, Utah, where the Sundance Film Festival is getting underway. Russ Collins is the executive director of the Michigan Theater and co-host of Cinema Chat. Good morning, Russ. How are you?
Good morning. All right.
It's only about 5:40 where you're at, so thank you for getting up so early.
It's pretty early in the morning. Yeah, we're just finishing up a conference that the Michigan Theater helps run with Sundance called the Art House Convergence. And it's been an exciting few days here as we think about independent film throughout North America, independent cinemas, and community-based, mission-driven theaters like the Michigan Theater.
That conference has grown exponentially over the past few years.
It has. This year we had almost 300 people, and it started 5 years ago with 25 people. So it's a pretty exciting conference that we've put together out here. But it's all in anticipation of the Sundance Film Festival, which begins today.
Right, right. Are you going to get any chance? I know you're working throughout the festival, but are you going to get a chance to see some of the films?
Yes, and mostly my job will be to see films. I've got some seminars and sessions that I'm supposed to go to. But tonight I hope to get to a couple of films called Searching for Sugar Man, which is about a rocker from the 70s in the United States that... never quite made it as a rock star in the United States, but he became a huge rock star in South Africa. And this documentary filmmaker, Mikhail Binjaloul, tracked his career down, and supposedly a very interesting revelation comes out of this documentary, which may make Sugar Man a musical artist in the United States, something that he never was before, build his career in South Africa. And then Wish You Were Here, which is an Australian film about a young man who disappears in Cambodia and this disruption that it causes the three family members that were on the trip with him. It's a non-narrative kind of film, a little jumbled, so it should be kind of interesting. I'm also looking forward to seeing Spike Lee's new film called The Red Hook Summer, which he says isn't really based on the Do the Right Thing or a follow-up to Do the Right Thing, but the same character that he played in Do the Right Thing, Mookie, apparently appears back in the film.
Oh, how we've missed Mookie.
That's right. And then Black Rock, which Mark Duplass did the screenplay for. Now, Mark Duplass was the screenwriter and director for Cyrus, which we did as part of Sundance Film Festival USA a couple years ago. So this is his next project, and that should be kind of fun to see that follow-up. But what I'm very excited about is a week from today, we're bringing the Sundance Film Festival to Ann Arbor with a film called For a Good Time Call. And the reason I'm exceptionally excited about it is we're one of only 9 places in the country that are doing this film festival, a Sundance Film Festival USA project.
This outreach program really has proven very successful.
Absolutely. And the director's going to be here, and one of the stars, Lauren Ann Miller, is going to be here. The director, Jamie Travis, actually had a film in the Ann Arbor Film Festival last year called The Amour, a short film. And this is his feature-length film debut. And I talked to John Cooper, who's the director of the Sundance Film Festival, and his chief programmer, Trevor Groth, and they think that For a Good Time Call is the best comedy at the Sundance Film Festival this year.
That's so, high praise.
Yeah, absolutely. A little bit of a surprise, but very, very happy about that. So we hope that everyone has their tickets. We've sold a bunch of tickets, but there are a few remaining. So if you haven't gotten your tickets for A Good Time Call, which is a week from today, to a week from in the evening at 7:30, a week from today on January 26th, go check it out. Again, we're very, very excited about this opportunity.
Always a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're also happy that The Artist, which is currently playing at the Michigan Theater, won a Golden Globe for Best Picture and Best Performer, so something else that's good to see. And then we're opening up this year, or this week on Sunday, just for a few days, a film called Young Goethe in Love, which is a German film about the famous poet Johann Goethe. And it's a fairly fictionalized story of his young life. He's a he failed his law exams, and his father wasn't too happy with him, so he sent him off to the far, far reaches of Germany, and he ends up meeting a girl, of course, so it ends up being a romantic comedy. It's gotten some fun reviews, especially from Roger Ebert, who liked the film quite a bit. And then opening at the multiplexes this week is Haywire, which is Steven Soderbergh's new film. It stars Gina Carano, who's a martial arts superstar, as well as Michael Fassbender, who's probably the hottest actor out there right now in terms of the number of films that he's in and the good reviews he's gotten. Antonio Banderas is in it as well, Ewan McGregor. And it's a thriller. It's an action film set in the deadly world of international operative played by Gina Carano, decides to strike back after she's been double crossed by someone else that's close to her.
Sounds like somewhat typical Soderbergh fare.
Absolutely, it's a little unusual for Steven Soderbergh. Not all the critics liked it, but a lot of the critics did. And so you can go check that out. And then Red Tails, which is a film about the Tuskegee Airmen of World War II. And this film was championed by George Lucas. And the trailers, if you've been to the movies lately for this, look very, very compelling. It's a very thrilling and exciting story about these African-American aviators during World War II in terms of what they did, but the tragedy of racism and what they had to endure both as soldiers during the war and then after the war is really very sad. But this is the thrilling part of the story where they persevere and are genuine American heroes, and their story is on the big screen this week at your local multiplex. And then there's a 3D vampire film that stars Kate Beckinsale, which is a follow-up to a franchise that she's been doing. It's called Underworld Awakening.
Yeah, I've never seen any of the Underworld movies, but seeing Kate Beckinsale in 3D sounds plenty appealing.
Apparently the humans discover that both vampires and lycans exist. They don't like them, and so they try to exterminate all of them. And, of course, there's a war between humans and the Underworld.
You've given me a synopsis which ensures I will not see this one either.
Well, the Nam Center for Korean Studies is doing a film called My Dear Enemy. This is a free screening that will be at the Michigan Theater on January the 21st at 2 o'clock. The State Theater is doing a midnight screening of Labyrinth, which is a very intriguing Jim Henson film.
Yeah, David Bowie was in that. David Bowie in anything.
Yeah, and it's a M.C. Escher kind of Labyrinth setup. A lot of the Muppet kind of characters. Very intricately executed, and definitely worth checking out. And it's at 11:59 on Saturday night. And then the Ann Arbor Film Festival, which is celebrating its 50th year here in 2012, coming up in March, has been doing a series of retrospectives. And Michael Holbloom is the curator of their session that's coming up I didn't write down the date, I'm sorry to say. so go check the Michigan Theater website or the Ann Arbor Film Festival website. But there are films that have appeared in the Ann Arbor Film Festival: Asparagus, Meditations on Revolution Part 1, Lonely Planet, Al Neal, A Portrait of David Rimmer's Exquisite Depiction of Jazz Iconoclast Al Nell. So that should be very interesting. And as we work up to the 50th anniversary of the Ann Arbor Film Festival.
Yeah, bigger and better than ever.
Absolutely. But we're going to celebrate the Sundance Film Festival out here this week and then bring it back to you next week. And we'll look forward to talking more about that next week.
Well, I certainly hope you get a chance to enjoy. I know seeing 15 movies a day actually turns into work, but I hope you enjoy your time out there.
Absolutely. We'll be checking out the scene for the Washtenaw County region and hope to bring back some interesting stuff for everyone to see.
Thank you very much. Russ Collins. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat exclusively on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Sundance.